Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I put this mic into our work laptop, and it went, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
What the hell is this thing?
Get it out.
This was made in 2010.
Do better.
Hello and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And if we sound like we're on Mars, it's because I have COVID again, for fuck's sake.
How embarrassing.
This is so fucking embarrassing. Do you know what I'm just thinking now? Because I was like, this is obviously, it's the bank holiday weekend, the August bank holiday. And it's like a washout weekend and I can't even bring my child anywhere. I think he might have it as well. We were at a fucking play centre last weekend. Maybe that's where we got it.
That's absolutely where you got it.
Maybe it is.
Aren't they gassed the way that they are just little germs? They're just running germs. They're just balls of germs. Kids are actually walking, crawling bacteria.
And this didn't even have balls, this play centre.
The kids are the balls of bacteria.
I know, but usually the balls is where the germs are contained.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But this one didn't even have it. It was just like a jungle gym sort of thing.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Come here, I have to say this to you. What? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a zoo do you think the Blanchard Town Centre is this morning?
A Saturday morning bank holiday washout.
Oh my God. I'd say it's rampant.
Like Christmas. Yeah.
I'd say it's honestly like Black Friday.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I don't know why that just came to my head, but it absolutely
did. I thought you were looking at something that, like, nope. Videos of it.
No, imagine. You're Blanchard's Town Centre.
There's a stampede.
We're in Dublin 15 and there's a stampede going on. FM 104 outside handing out hoodies.
Yeah, exactly. Ponchos. Oh, God. Jeez. And my back garden flooded overnight.
Well, that's what you get for having such a big back garden, okay?
I don't have a back garden, Jen. Oh, sorry. Well, maybe you don't want one because they flood.
They're more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, stop. And I just about made a bit of progress yesterday with mine. I had my little lights up and all that yesterday because I can't, like, leave the premises, you know?
Beautiful. Yeah, because you're Covina.
Covina Queen.
Two things, right? Wow. Imagine my surprise when I'm in Lots & Co. in Clontarf yesterday. Absolute rip-off. Wouldn't bother your hole. Even more expensive than, you know them little, you know, like Fallon and Byrne and all that?
Yeah. No, I know the name, but I don't know what they are.
They're like
bookshops.
Artisan, like, posh, very posh grocery stores.
Okay, right.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
You know the ones.
With fishmongers and cheesemongers.
Yeah, it's like, we have an FX Buckley's just simply built into the back. You know that kind of way? Like, there's just...
You don't catch me dead in one of them.
I don't even think you'd know what to do in one of them. I actually think you'd be so confused.
I don't know what they... It's like sometimes when I go into Lidl and Aldi and I look at some of the packaging, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you're like, very good, moving on.
And I'm not... That's the opposite end of the scale to like Fallon and Bourne and stuff like that. But I look at the package and I'm just like, why even, how do you even cook that? Like, why is that?
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm not in that class, and I never will be.
You're like, I'm curious, but I also don't know what this is.
I have lived without it for this long.
Yeah. I don't want to introduce myself to these tastes.
I can barely keep a pizza in the oven long enough for one.
Yeah. So Lotz & Co. is like, it's like a Fallon & Byrne. It's like one of those, as I said, artisanal grocery stores, whatever. They have like, they also have imported products in there. So like, they've like a lot of Mexican stuff. They've a lot of American stuff as well. Now, I know that there's poxy American candy shops, but these people were doing it before the drug ring that became the candy shops. These people were at it a while ago. You know,
money launderers on Henry Street. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. But anyway, I was there yesterday, fuming, bought some cookies, didn't realize they were tenner until I got out of the shop. I was like, that's fucking gas, you know. Now I have fallen in love. Now there's a deadly, now when I mean this shop is absolutely deadly, if you're ever in Dublin, go to Stony Batter. There's a shop called Lilith there, and it's so fucking cool. It is the way that the owners described it to me when first time I went in is they were like, it's like an adult sweet shop. There's wines, there's cheeses, there's meats, there's cool pâtés, there's interesting cocktails bottled and cocktail cans. There's every single beer, sorry, not beer. There's every single, what you call, IPA that you could ever think of in your life. You know?
Yeah.
They've got some spirits. They've got it all. It's very cool. I love it there. I just love everything about it. And I have fallen in love with some of their produce. And there is a particular packet of crisps that I have fallen in love with. And they are €5.
Right.
They are €5, right?
And do they make you your coffee in the morning?
I will go to Lilith at least once a week. And I will buy 2 packets of these crisps, right? So I am essentially spending a tenner a week on crisps.
What flavour are they?
Lemon and pink peppercorn, and they are fucking stunning.
That sounds excruciating.
They're gorgeous.
It sounds excruciating.
Yeah, like, but Jen, you said fizzy water hurt your tongue, so like, I mean,
what? It tastes like TV stack. It's just, like, you just have such weird taste, Carla. Lemon and pink peppercorn.
Oh, they're so nice. They're so Moorish. You're like.
I've never heard of a lemon flavour crisp in my life.
I honestly, I've been frantically Googling how I can make them myself because I cannot afford €10 a week on crisps.
That's ridiculous, Carrie-Anne. That is ridiculous.
That's tapped behaviour.
It is.
Do you know,
it
but really there's is. A pair of us in it.
Sorry, here's my child again.
Oh,
I'm
going. You know what the word thing? Can we go there?
The what?
The racing cars.
What racing cars?
With the pink flying, with rainbow steps.
Oh, the play centre where we caught COVID?
Yeah.
No. Because I'm confined to the gaff, Bobby. I'm not allowed to leave in case I make other people sick.
Other people.
Do you know who can leave? Your dad.
Well, I think Bob might have it as well, so.
Oh, shy Jen.
I'm not well.
You're not well either. Listen to your voice. Yeah. See?
Well, oh, Tracy Chapman there in the corner.
We can maybe go on a walk later on and find some muddy puddles, but you have to leave me alone, Demi Walk, okay?
Yeah, and you and me can jump
in muddy puddles in our willy boots. Later. Later.
Later.
Later. Okay? See you.
See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast
and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So basically, I will never financially recover from where I'm at with these crisps. Do you know what I mean? I've fallen in love with them. I think about them every day.
You've nobody to fucking blame but yourself, Carla. I know. That's very self-inflicted.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, it's. I'm hoping I sicken myself on them. You know, that's what I'm hoping the next step is. But anyway,
it fucking will happen. Yeah. Lemon and pink peppercorn.
Oh, they're delicious. They're so good. They're so Moorish. I remember first getting them and being like, these are fucking weird. And then I was like, these are really nice. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with these. Why am I thinking about them?
There's a lot to be said for an old cheese and onion. Or like a salt and vinegar. No?
Not to my taste buds at the moment. Apparently not. I tried to balance myself by getting a load of meanies in. It wasn't working. Literally. I tried to correct my line of path, you know, I was trying to fix my own destination, yeah. You know, I was trying to fix my inner peace before I had these crisps by getting a load of pickled onion meanies in and being like, you know what, this will sort you right out.
You were trying to balance the universe again.
Yeah.
Would you have your, what is the brand name of these things?
Quillo.
Would you have these Quillo crisps in a sambo?
No. They are their own entree. I would have them for dinner. Girl dinner.
I love girl math as well.
Girl math as well. Oh my God, girl math is my favorite. I was trying to explain girl math the other day.
Explain it for the listeners because not everybody's on TikTok or is not on our algorithm.
So girl math is basically cost of use. So of course you're going to be able to buy the Dior sliders. Because if you think about it this way, you're going to wear them every single day for the next 3 months. So the cost of use is, it's free. It's basically free. Because if you think about it this way, you would have to wear some kind of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're buying these, you work out the cost per use, it's free.
Yeah.
It's the same with, you know, it's the same with anything. It's called girl math.
It's another example that I saw. when I was watching this, I was like, I do this. I fucking do this. Book a holiday about a year in advance.
Yeah,
you're paying it off. The holiday is booked off like 6 months before the departure day. Departure day comes around, it's like, I'm basically getting a free holiday here.
Yeah,
because
enough time has elapsed. So it's time elapsed per plus cost per use equals free.
Yeah.
That's girl math.
That's girl math.
That's girl math.
That's
now girl dinner.
Girl dinner is like, sometimes we just want a little bowl of popcorn. Yeah, or coke and noodles, and I don't want to have to make a big family meal, thanks very much. I just want to have girl dinner.
So this is what I said this to Tom the other day, because I was making myself a little charcuterie board, because in that same Lilith in that same Lilith shop, I got this banging oak barrel smoked feta, and it's fucking stunning. So again, I'll get these one-off random pieces, and I will create my life around them. I will simply adapt them to my personality.
You fucking do, because I don't know anybody else who does this shit. It's only you.
No, I know some of my friends do the same.
These are a breed of your own.
Huh?
These are a breed of your own.
Just there's some quality pieces of food that I like to quality pieces of food.
I literally hate when people say quality pieces. I don't know why. It makes me feel and I literally got sick.
I know, you actually I hate, we had this in my leave it in 2022, where we were like, pieces, and people are like, this is a great piece. I'm like, and here I am, like, quality pieces of food.
God, I'm not even removing that belt now. You need it for the effect. For sake.
Just remember, Jen is pregnant and she's trying not to vomit when I talk to her about my feta. My oak smoked feta. Oak barrel smoked.
So sorry, you made your charcuterie board and you wanted to explain to Tom that was girl dinner.
Yeah, and he was like, no, Carla, that's not girl dinner. And I was like, no, it's a little bit of girl. And he was like, no, Carla, your girl dinner is a Diet Coke and some popcorn.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God. He was like, no, that's what your girl dinner normally is. And I was like, that's actually very true. Too many times I'll come home and he'll be like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I actually think I'll just make some popcorn.
Yeah. It's a very good alternative. I didn't make dinner the other day because I had COVID. And of course, the man of the house didn't fucking step in. So I was up here watching Buffy. We're on season 5 now. Who showed up on screen the other day and I was like, oh, I must tell Carol about this now. When it comes to me, I'll tell you. But I was
What hunk has graced your screen?
I think it was a girl. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, Amy Adams.
Shut the fuck up. She was not.
And she hasn't. She was Tara's cousin, Beth.
And she turns into a vamp, yeah?
No. They're all afraid that Tara's going to turn into a demon on her 20th birthday, but they were trying to coerce her. So.
Whoa.
They did this like spell to see all of the demons and Tara didn't show up. She wasn't a demon. Oh, sorry. Spike has the chip in his head and he was able to hit her. He wasn't able to hit her a dig.
Do you remember the chip in Spike's head?
So he has the spike in his... Sorry, he has the chip in his head. The initiative put it in, but it means he can only box the head off demons and he can't box the head off humans. So he went to box the head off Tara because he was like, well, if she's a demon, I'll be able to box the head off her. And he wasn't able to, so he was like, she's not a demon. So then they fucked off. But Amy Adams was the cousin, and she's been in so many different things. She was in The Office US. She has not changed a fucking bit. She is a vampire in real life because she has not changed a bit.
No, she hasn't.
Like, she looks the exact same.
She does. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct.
So that was your Buffy fact of the week. But he, no dinner the other day, and he brought me up a thing of microwave popcorn. That was me done. I was sorry.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Anyway, back on my girls. Back to the original story. So I'm in Lots & Co, okay? Which is even more expensive.
I forgot all about
this. We have to be like 18 minutes in and we're not even there yet. Okay? So I'm at Lots & Co. And I have my stupid expensive cookies, my stupid lemon and pink peppercorn crisps, okay? And Tom got some other weird crisps. And
oh, so they were in this place as well as Lilith?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I screamed. Right. I went, woo! I went squealed. Because Lilith have ran out because I bought them all.
You're their only customer.
No, I'm not their only customer. Somebody else buys them too. They're always... People know. They're catching on. It's going to become more hard. It's going to become more harder for me to buy them, which I don't know. Honestly, I've been Googling recipes as to how to make these crisps. Anyway, so... I know, I'm wild. So... Basically, we're in Lots & Co. We're picking up a few bits because we went to Chubby's, which is like the food truck around the back. 3 out of 5 wouldn't, like, it's fine. Do you know? People go wild over it. I don't really understand. And I look up and there's called Mimi.
Fuck off. I'm like,
of course you're there.
No.
And I was just like, yes, there's called Mimi now. And there's his wife. Huh. And then Tom turned around to me and he goes, there's your man. I said, there he is. And off we went. But it's just gas. I was like, there's Irish people, isn't it? I was like, there's Colm Meaney now. Anyway.
Jesus, now.
I love Jen for getting Sarah Marshall. I thought you were brilliant. He's been in so many things.
He was the one that was in the van. Because I always get...
Is it the snapper in the van?
Yeah, he was in all of them. I always get... Brendan, who's the other fella?
Well, he looks like John C. Reilly. Everybody says he looks like John C. Reilly. And when they were at the IFTAs, they got a little pic together, which I thought was cute.
Yeah. I always mix him up with, you know, your man that was in fucking Banshees of...
Oh, Dunbelievables, man.
No.
Who?
The big fella.
Oh, Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay, they're not alike.
Their names are not alike, but I always get them confused.
Brendan Gleeson is cockamillish. Just always remember Brendan Gleeson, cockamillish.
Yeah.
John C. Reilly, Step Brothers, Colm Meaney, everything.
Yeah.
The van, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, everything. That man has been in everything.
Was he in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Sorry, you know, Get Him to the Greek. It's, you know, the follow up one. You know the way Get Him to the Greek is, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So Russell Brand is in both. Yeah. But Get Him to the Greek is about that guy, isn't it? So it's same.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you get me? Yeah.
So it's the same.
He's the pop star in it.
Yeah, and he's a pop star in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but it's like same what Atticus something. Anyway, whatever. He sings about like something about Africa. Anyway, it's the whole point of the story. But anyway, yeah, so he's in that one. Sorry, I thought he was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He's not. He's kind of, but also not. Yeah, there you go. Get Him to the Greek is actually very good. I might watch that.
It's a very funny film. I remember going to see it in the pictures.
Yeah, I watched The Heat last night. Fucking hilarious.
The Heat? Is that an English one?
Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yes!
Very funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before. Did she steal her identity in that or something?
No, that's I think that's called Identity Theft or something. I think that's actually genuinely called Identity Theft. No, The Heat is where they're both the FBI! The FBI and the American.
It's one of those ones that I've always wanted to watch, which I've never gotten around to.
Oh, it's very funny. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. I might do
it
that.
It is. It's really good.
I might give yourself a break from Buffy.
Brilliant. Second thing, right? Second thing that's been on my mind all week.
Okay.
There's been a couple of things that have been on my mind all week. I saw a TikTok. And it's a girl who's talking about her Diet Coke routine. This is how much this algorithm has chewed my brain up and spat it out. I'm talking about girl dinner. I'm talking about girl math. And I'm talking about this girl who has ruined my life. And I'm about to ruin yours. So I'm so sorry.
Oh no, is this...
It's about Diet Coke. It's about Diet Coke.
Can I take my headphones out and just not...
No. Yeah, if I heard it, you have to hear it too.
Why? But I'm pregnant.
I don't care.
That's not fair.
I don't care.
Is it, like, about the health disadvantages?
No.
All right,
it's about the correct way to drink a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And my brain has been freaking out.
Right, well, during our break between recording our Patreon episode and recording this, you went to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh yeah, that straw made it really horrible noise and the two of us nearly passed
out. It was the glass straw. I got my glass straw and then I had to switch my glass straw for my silver straw.
But you went to get a Diet Coke, so I'm thinking it's not all bad. Like, you're still drinking it.
I'm still drinking it, but it will never taste the same.
Oh, Carly.
I know, I'm so sorry, guys. So, basically, this girl was, like, talking about her Diet Coke routine. And she was like, there is only one way I'm drinking a Diet Coke. Now, it's in America, so you know the way it's in the big fat chub, like, it's the chubbier cans and whatever
They're
else like that.
They're huge.
I much prefer this design, this elegant design, the tall and skinny. I think it's perfect. But I do think that it's the best iteration they've had. So she's talking about her Diet Coke routine and she has a glass and she uses chipped ice, no other kind of ice, chipped ice. Now, I'm not a fan of chipped ice because it does be getting in my mouth. I can't do the chipped ice and the teeth. You know, it's the on the teeth and I'm like, bleh!
Yeah.
So I don't agree with her with that. But she did say something that rocked my world, changed my life. And that is that the Diet Coke can has to be marinating in the fridge for at least 3 days or it doesn't taste the same.
What?
And lads, she's fucking right. I tried it. And now the anxiety I have of trying to make sure that the fridge always has, like, I'm like, is that one the 3 day old one or is the other one, you know, because when you're refilling,
yeah,
it's awful because she's absolutely, and she says it in the video, she's like, I do not know why but it has to be in the fridge marinating for 3 days. She was like, I've tried it every other way, it does not taste the same, it gets better. And then somebody in the comments explained why.
Oh god.
Something to do with the bubbles and the this and the chill of the fridge with the bubbles. That's why beer tastes disgusting warm, as we all know. But they were like, there's a couple of drinks that in particular need, the longer they are exposed to whatever the element is, they taste better to our taste buds. Because our taste buds are like, naturally will go for that.
Fuck's sake.
And she was like, so it's for her. Now, I don't agree with the rest of it, but ever since she said the thing about the can in the fridge for 3 days, my life is ruined. Because that is a lot of pressure. That's a timetable for me. For a Diet Coke, that's a timetable. Like, yeah. That, do you know what I mean? It's hard enough trying to get the best offers on Diet Coke at the best times. You know, are they €10 for 24? Is it £16 for 24?
Is it £19 for 24? Fucking get me started on the price of them.
I'm flat out Googling all the time. I'm like, I'm simply not buying 24 unless they're a tenner. I am not paying €16 for 24 cans. You can kiss my Swiss. So,
the most expensive thing is, they've been is £19.
£19 for 24. Are they okay? Are they well?
Duns, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed of yourselves. So, in the fridge, 3 days, glass. I don't like the chipped ice, but she does the chipped ice into a glass. She has a very particular Diet Coke glass.
Okay.
And a glass straw, not a metal straw, a glass straw. And I will say the difference between a glass and a metal straw is astronomical.
Okay.
It changes everything. So what I've been doing, and that's what's annoying, because I have skinny glass straws and I have fat glass straws and I have aluminium straws, and this is an aluminium straw and it doesn't taste the same, but I was trying to shove a fat glass straw into the Coke can because I like to drink everything out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like putting it in, I think it makes it flat if you put it into a glass.
Yeah.
Like, you know the way they do, you know when you're on holiday and they dunk the Coke? I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm paying €4 for 220 mils of you dunking.
Yeah. And they've no consideration. Like, there's none at all.
Champagne showers.
Like, I have, that's a long list, right? To be able to enjoy a fucking can of Diet Coke. Do you know what I mean? Like, fridge for 3 days, glass straw, certain glass, chipped ice. That's a bit too...
That's too long.
That's far too long.
The can for 3 days.
Far too long. But even like when, like as you say, you go and get... Or like in a restaurant or whatever, even in the little glass bottles, I'm like, that's dead before it even reaches my table. Thanks.
No, I don't think so. The little glass bottles, I can't fuck with.
No.
The 330ml glass bottles are the elite, but they're just too hard. Like, they're too difficult to find. They're just... You know, one of those in the fridge for 3 days, by all means, is going to be the crispest. But I think you can't drink out of a glass bottle, so you always have to pour it into a glass. Which then kind of therefore...
You've lost at least 23.5% of the goodness. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I think, like, I will have a Diet Coke, like, in a glass with ice in a restaurant. But at home, I'm drinking it straight from the can. It's just...
Absolutely.
It's cracking it open. It's going straight in. It's gone straight. But this 3 day thing has really, Jen, it's really fucked me over.
And this needs to be said, right?
Yeah.
Don't. Actually, this is going to be my unpopular opinion, okay? If any of the listeners are listening, with the most respect, I do not want to fucking hear it. Oh, girls, you shouldn't be drinking Diet Coke. It's so bad for you, this and that and that. Shut the fuck. Keep it to yourself.
Life is so hard.
Life is so hard. So keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear your knowledge on, like, the unhealthiness of a Diet Coke. Sponsor us. Okay? Diet Coke. In specifically that branch of the Coca-Cola factory, sponsor us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about the unhealthiness of the Diet Coke, or, oh, girls, here's another fact that's going to ruin Diet Coke. Shh, fuck
up. Yeah. There is things that you can be kind to others.
Exactly.
Keep things to yourself.
Just stop. Just before you even go there, don't. Just stop.
Yeah, just
shut the fuck up. Oh god. Today's episode, sorry about this now, it's going to be a short and sweet one because I've COVID. I can barely
breathe. She's dying, gang.
We've already done an hour of Patreon, which will be down in the description. If you want more of us, you can click on that link and sign up if you haven't already. For five.
It's a good episode.
Yeah, and it's 5 extra episodes a month for 6 of you, or else, I think. like, as in, they add on, like, a fee or something like that. That's not us, we charge €6. Just because of the fucking specifics, you know, yourself. You know.
Yeah.
And my child keeps walking into the room, and if this sounded choppy, that's why.
Yeah, it doesn't. Jen's just panicking. Bobby was in and out. God bless him. He just wants Ma.
She's on the premises. Carl is right in front of him. He wants to do the work.
He does.
It's an absolute nightmare. Before we go, trouble. Do you have a stomper of the week?
I do. I'm not going to be able to play it because obviously this setup situation, I don't really want to play it into the microphone.
Dina?
I mean, I can. I can.
Anyway, a little snippet. I like it's judging
one that, it's one that came up on my thing, and I was like, oh my god, he has bops. Nick Jonas has bops. I won't hear a word against him. Right. He has bops. And he did a song with Anne-Marie, who I love, by the way. Okay. I love Anne-Marie. I think she's a real, like...
Yeah, I like her.
You could drink pints with her, couldn't you?
She's a soundie.
Yeah, she's a soundie. Like, you could sit down and just... I also think she's the voice of an angel. I can't believe she's not, like, higher regarded. Like, she should be Dua Peep. You know what I mean? Her songs are banging.
Yeah.
They're catchy AF. They're as catchy as Dua Peep songs, you know?
I don't even like Dua Peep songs.
She has a great aesthetic, though. She is so beautiful.
She's so holy gorgeous, shit. Don't get me wrong. And do you know what? I actually know two girls that look exactly like her. And I'm just like, oh my God, you're the image of Dua Peep. We're talking about Dua Lipa, by the way. And I'm like, you are just so lucky to have that look. But I just, our song, there's something, her, Katy Perry, there's a few singers that just, I can't fucks with their songs. I'm just like, so basic. Please put a bit more thought into that. For my taste specifically, thank you.
Jen's like, go back to songwriter camp, figure it the fuck out.
They're so basic. I'm just like, disco, really? Here we are again? Right, Grant.
No, but I think she was so clever in the way that she did that album. I think the way that she does her albums is very clever. I think the way she has a theme for them is really clever. Because I think that makes people identify. Because it's like, she has that sound. You know, that cool disc. You know, the one that like everybody identifies with. Do you get me? I just think it's really clever marketing. And also just pairing her up with like Versace and Mugler. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just making her into... Because do you remember when she started off? She was proper tomboy. Like, do you remember she used to wear combats and everything on the red carpet? And then they were like, no, you're a goddess. We're going to dress you like one.
Yeah.
And then it was just legs 11 and bodysuits and stunning. And then I was just like, I buy into the aesthetic. You know, I agree with you. The songs are not... I think she's had, her first album had absolute bangers on it. Everything since that, I could kind of give or take. They're so catchy. But I think I buy into the marketing around her.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Well, like, I like all of our outfits, like, and our bits and bobs. And our, like, she seems like another soundy. It's the music for me.
Apart from her travelling around the world during COVID and being like, what's the problem?
What's the problem? Wasn't she in that Imagine video as well?
Oh my God, she was. Now the purple. Very bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Anne-Marie, who I think is an unsung hero. Yeah. I'm surprised that she hasn't had more success because her songs are banging.
There's a few, probably bad few of them English ones that are a bit like that and they don't get the press that they deserve. Ellie Goulding's another one.
Oh, I don't like Ellie. I'm not an Ellie Goulding fan.
Know.
Her songs became so unbearable. And I don't know. I don't get her.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, hang on.
Before we do this, I meant to ask you, did you see the air quotes unseen photos of Taika Waititi and Rita Ora's wedding?
Yeah. Quote unquote, with the fucking Hollywood sign in the background. Give me a break.
It was on Facebook, so I couldn't and wouldn't tag you just because it's Facebook. But I was just like, oh my God, I wonder is Carla seeing these? Because I'm just like,
they are.
They got married, like, it has to be about a year
ago. It's a year ago.
And
that's why they released them. They're
Now we need to get more attention off the wedding that we didn't want anybody to know about
to see.
Yeah,
but the Hollywood signs in the background.
I know we've
done deep dives numerous times about that couple. They just, I've never seen a bloke go from being so high regarded in my eye to so disproportionately unregarded.
You just lost respect. Yeah,
I just lost so much respect for that guy, like, immediately. And like, I can't with her whole, like, I've posted it before, like, I can't with her whole new pretend aesthetic. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like she's, I'll be here all day, lads. I cannot. It's sending me west. Those photos sent me west. Like, the Hollywood sign in the background in particular. Like, you guys are so undercover. The fucking Hollywood sign in the background. I know. Like, give me a fucking break. Anyway, back to my song of the week. It's called Remember I Told You. It's Nick Jonas, Anne-Marie, and Mike Posner. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember?
Okay.
Anyway, it's a bit of a bop. Remember I told you I need you. Remember the spot that was there. All of it was there.
No, that's alright. I'm
saying.
Good, Jen. Yeah, there you go. That'll be on Carla's stamper list.
That's on my stamper list.
That's linked in the show notes below.
That's linked in the show notes below. And is there anything else that you would you like to say anything else? Would you like to say anything at all?
Not that I know of. No. I need to send my fella out to get more COVID tests to see.
See if you can leave the gaffer now.
See if I can leave the gaffer now. Because if I did get that in the play centre, it should be nearly gone by now. It was last Sunday.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, true.
Yeah. I had to ring the respondents just to find out, like, precautions and stuff like that. And they were like, it's fine if you're not absolutely dying, which I wasn't. But she was saying it's rampant again, so just be careful out there, lads.
Oh no, be careful.
Because yeah. Even when I didn't realise that I had it, and I went in to get my own test, because I didn't. At the very beginning, I just had a bit of a raw throat, and there was no reason to test. Like, and I even you see tweets and all of like, yeah. What are they called now? Zeets? Because it's X.
Oh my god, yeets. I know. Yeets.
But somebody was just basically like, oh my god, are we still, who the fuck is still testing for COVID? And I was like, oh yeah, that's actually weird. I haven't like thought of an antigen test in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until Wednesday night where I actually thought I was actually been hit by a bus with a vodka hangover. I was like, I might just get one of these just in case.
Yeah.
Just like for the safety of the baby more dying. So. Yeah. And then, yeah, I came up positive fairly fucking fast. But I had to wait in the shop. And I was conscious, so I was kind of sticking around near the door away from everybody. I had to wait about like 10 minutes for the delivery. Like, he'd sold out of them. So like, it's a little bit rampant. So just be very careful, people.
Be very careful, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, beloveds.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Lily, for listening. Sorry for the shortness and the kind of... Well, it was just... We were just talking about girl dinner and girl math and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is, right? You know.
It is what it is.
We hope you have a lovely banker. Enjoy, even though it's fucking washout.
Washout banker.
Absolute washout banker.
If you're at all together now, God bless you. God bless you.
Carla Weather has said that the summer is going to be back on the 10th of August.
Yeah, I've looked at it's 25 degrees by the end of the week.
For one day. That it's going to
go. No, for 4 or 5 days.
Is it?
Yeah. Lads. Yeah.
Book that and you will leave now. To get your fucking... I'm going to get the use out of my patio table. I might just pretend that I have COVID, even if it does clear up.
There you go. Right. Stay God home. Bless.
Go on. Enjoy. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.